USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Residents of Sydney and its home state of New South Wales will now face fines of up to $3,700 for violating coronavirus stay-at-home orders, which were extended Saturday following a record number of daily COVID-19 infections in the area. While Australia has recorded a surge in COVID-19 cases in recent weeks, its numbers still remain much lower than other wealthy countries across the globe. Richard Cortez, an Hidalgo County, Texas judge, discussed his recent meeting with Department of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and said he urged the chief to put a pause on immigration into the U.S.
And that was my recommendation to the secretary, that he just has to put a pause. I call it a moratorium, which I think by legal definition, that's a legal delay of the law. The volume is just too high.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The University of Nebraska rejects a resolution to stop critical race theory. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on Fox News reacts to the university's decision, saying opponents of CRT were being shut out from the conversation.
When the resolution was proposed, the chancellor's office at the University of Nebraska put out a statement saying that anybody who was against critical race theory was unwittingly helping the Ku Klux Klan, which basically means if you're opposed to critical race theory, you're either stupid or a racist.
House of Representatives staffers can make nearly $200,000 a year due to a new order from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. That's more than virtually all House and Senate members make. Most receive $174,000 a year. In a letter to colleagues, Pelosi said this order will help Congress recruit and retain the outstanding and diverse talent that we need, and it also helps ensure parity between employees of the House of Representatives and other employees of the federal government.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States should utilize airstrikes to stop the Taliban from gaining more ground in Afghanistan, the Senate's top Republican said Saturday. It's not too late to prevent the Taliban from overrunning Kabul. The administration should move quickly to hammer Taliban advances with airstrikes, provide critical support to the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces defending the capital, and prevent the seemingly imminent fall of the city, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said in a statement. If last month felt hotter than usual, it wasn't your imagination. USA's Wendy King explains.
NOAA's National Center for Environmental Information issued a press release saying that July 2021 earned the distinction as the world's hottest month ever recorded. Previously, 2016 July held the record for the hottest month on record when global temperatures were 1.65 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. This benchmark was reached again in 2019 and 2020. Given the global temperatures measured throughout 2021, NOAA said that it's very likely that 2021 will finish as the warmest year on record. On Monday, a new report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change followed the trend of gradually rising temperatures on a global scale that could have long-term effects. The report was called A Code Red for Humanity. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.